When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Today's follow-up Thursday, you guys remind us of storylines that we haven't really closed up. And this was from a couple of weeks ago. And it was a texting tutor, and it had everything to do with one sister just feeling really kind of insecure about the other sister. It was from AW. And the request says, "Hey, Burt Show, can we get a follow-up Thursday on the woman who did the texting tutor asking her sister to cover up her hot body while they were on vacation because she was self-conscious about herself? She just had two children, so she didn't have any time to get back in shape, and her sister said she would try her best to cover up. Says, thank you." I remember this one.
Mm-hmm. Bree was preparing to go on a family vacation with her sister. However, she was very insecure about her body in comparison to her sister's, especially after having two kids. She wanted to be able to go on vacation without having to think about how great her sister's body is. So we helped her with the texting tutor, and we asked her sister to wear a one-piece swimsuit while they were on vacation. To our surprise, her sister agreed, but only during the time she would be around Bree. We all thought she should show her sister some extra love and thank her for accepting her request. How did the vacation go?
Well, the vacation didn't go as smoothly as I hoped. It had nothing to do with my sister and everything to do with me. She completely honored my request to wear a one-piece bathing suit. However, I still found myself battling with my own body insecurities. I guess I underestimated how deeply rooted those feelings were. I tried my best to enjoy the vacation and live in the moment, but my insecurities constantly lingered. I hate to admit it, but they were constantly preventing me from fully enjoying the trip and this time with my kids and my family. I just felt self-conscious the entire time, and I hate that. I don't want to feel like this. I love my children more than anything in this world, but I can't seem to get past the fact that my body doesn't look the same as it did before. The stretch marks, the extra weight, and the changes, they're a part of me now. Yes, it's a reminder of the miracles my body has been a part of, but reconciling with these changes and loving my mommy body has been harder than I anticipated. I know this is a common problem for moms. I really wonder if anyone has truly been able to get past these insecurities, even without ever getting their old body back. I know I need to. I don't want to miss out on fully enjoying another experience with my kids. Anyhow, thanks for the help and for checking on me. Bree.
I don't know if Bree listens all the time. And if she doesn't, then it's probably worth circling back to Cassie on this, who just went through this very thing while she was shopping for bathing suits and then going on a vacation. I think Bree here, could, if she didn't hear that, it'd be worth you telling again.
Yeah, I mean, and I really feel for her. And it takes work to get to a point where you can accept your body. In terms of fully coming full circle and being okay with the new body and having no insecurities, I mean, that's not me. I would be lying if I said the insecurities still aren't in the back of my mind, but it's manageable. And I think that's the point you have to get to, where you can hear the insecurities and then you can dismiss them. So a lot of the time, not for everyone, but they're always going to be there. It's just, are you going to give them the attention they don't deserve and ruin your life and take yourself out of the moment? Or are you going to decide, yeah, okay, I can see my bottom pooch in that, whatever, and just go on with your day? And that is the point I finally got to when bathing suit shopping the other day. Heaviest I've ever been. I've had two kids. My body's nowhere near what it used to look like. And I've always struggled with weight. So it wasn't like, oh no, all of a sudden I have extra weight. But it's a lot of extra weight now. And my body looks different. And I tried on bathing suits. I went in dreading it. And when I tried them on, including two pieces, I was pleasantly surprised that I looked in the mirror And I didn't hate myself. I didn't cry in the dressing room. I didn't buy a bunch of cover-ups to hide myself.
Both those things happened before?
Oh, my God. Literally every year, just cry in the dressing room.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, because I try it on, and I don't look like the model in the picture. I don't even look like the plus-size models, which really pisses me off when plus-size companies use... There's a specific type. I call it acceptable fat. So it's like they still have a flat stomach, but they've got, like, big hips and a big booty and maybe big thighs. So they're still considered plus-size, and that's not to take away from that body type. It's just... When you have a belly or an apple shape and you never see that represented, and then you try on those suits and you're like, that woman's plus size, I'm going to look like her. And you look like someone just shoved a bowling ball into a Lycra suit. You're like, dang it, that's not fair. But this time around, I was able to look in and be like, you know what? I look fine. Like, I'm okay with this. This suit is super cute. It makes me feel good. And then I was like, literally at one point, and I think any woman, overweight or not, who is uncomfortable with their body will understand the significance of this. I sat in a bikini without a cover-up on my butt, in the sand, on the shoreline, and played with my son. Just sitting there full, you know, and had a great time playing with my one-year-old son in the sand.
And were there any insecure thoughts going through your head at the time, or were you able to focus in the moment and just completely ostracize all those thoughts?
That thought popped up was like, I know sitting, this is not going to be flattering for anyone who walks by. They're just, and I'm very pale too. I'm like the color of mayonnaise. I mean, like, honestly, it's like the moon's glow reflects off me. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's not going to be a good look for me. And I said, yeah, that's great. You're going to have this memory with your kid. And I was able to dismiss it. So it's there. You just have to learn to flick it off, and then you can actually do what you're doing.
I think you said something so important the other day, and then we can move on. But you said that your kids don't care. Your kids don't know. Your kids don't care.
No, they don't. I am soft and squishy and fun to cuddle with. They don't care. And the thing that really got me this round of trying on suits was the realization that how I felt about my body, or at least the image that I projected about how I felt about my body, is something that my daughter would internalize. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want her to internalize the, you know, me being like, oh, I'm uncomfortable with my body. I hate it. So I honestly, for her sake too, that helped me sort of, you know, just overcome that last little hurdle and be like, even if inside I might be struggling, I can't let it show externally because I'm not going to mess her up.
I hope that helps, Bree.
I hope so too.
Yeah. Hope those words help.
The Burt Show.